Well, I tell you what, so very few are as fearless as this legend of a beautiful game. Whether I'm talking about a male or a female footballer, it does not really matter. Very, very few. I mean, she's outspoken, stands against any type of injustice, especially when it comes to her number one love, female football. I think she's the exceptional African footballer who holds the remarkable title. So you go back in time as being the only player, and I repeat this very slowly, the only player, regardless of gender, to have scored 100 international goals. Full stop. And I'm talking about any football player. The only player. That is how exceptional this African lady has been. And that's just one of the remarkable records that she's been able to break on the continent. I mean, her illustrious career began at the age of 16. It's a spanned, 15 years? And even if one does not fully acknowledge her phenomenal accomplishments on the field, but it's about her resilience that makes her to remain unshakable. And again, you kind of flip back to 2003. I mean, she briefly played for Arsenal Ladies in the UK before moving to Denmark for 2 years, where she became a trailblazer for female African players in Europe. Now, Portia's influence has been far-reaching, significantly advancing the representation of African women in international football. Her relentless dedication has recently been recognized at the Women Can Awards, and she's got the award with us here in the studio. Hey, we all celebrate with her in this unique achievement. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, man, a fearless legend and the one and only Portia Modise is in the building. Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, Bro Rob. Good evening to your listeners.
Firstly, congratulations. You came in here with, carry-on luggage.
There's no other better time to be proud, Bro Rob. You know, when you receive this, I said it to you, Gary, it's not everyone who can receive this. You know, if everyone could receive this, it simply says there's nothing special anymore. So we are special. We, like you said, we are fearless. Sometimes we don't see what we do to receive this. So they remind us when they give us these trophies, which is not like other people are not watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you, this trophy? Because I don't think anybody can win this. What does it personally mean to you?
This trophy, Prarop, it means a lot. It means my loyalty to the game. You know, my voice, you know, being passionate, you know, making sure, Guti, as much as I knew when I brought up, Guti, if I will stand up, sometimes I will be smashed every time. But I knew, Guti, I was born to be a leader. It's not going to be easy to lead. It's not going to be easy, you know, to be a sister to the young ones that are coming after me. I always wanted to lay the foundation, you know, that is not going to suppress them the way I was suppressed. You know, yeah. Having this trophy, being amongst all the women that they were in this event, Women Can, I think on the day we share so much, you know, with these beautiful women that are doing different things in their corners. It's just an inspiration to be around those women, because you start to realize which you're not alone, yes. You know, trying to fight these battles. There are other women fighting these battles in their different corners. It's not easy to be a woman. And sharing the ideas, you know, and making sure, Guti, we need to understand, Guti, if we're not going to get together and hold hands as women, we're not going to fight, you know, this gender equality that is happening. You know, in our corners, Noma Bangati sends out which different sporting code or in our working offices. I think we need to get those moments where we gather and share our experience and have a solutions. Guti, what can we do? You know, I was even asking them, Guti, you know, I see most of you, you know, Goma Ke Mama Jita, you know, you'll be painting your faces, going to support. But when it comes to women, you know, you guys are not showing up. So it's about time, Guti, we show up for each other. Mm-hmm. So even, you know, the ones who are in power, they could understand, Guti, start with us. The movement needs to start with us. So these events are making women aware, Guti. We can't pull in different places. We need to really hold hands and try to bring these events and acknowledge women so that the women, they could continue empowering these young women that are coming after us. It's not only for me, this trophy. It simply says it's a motivation to say, I mustn't keep quiet. Mm. I mustn't keep quiet. I'm not winning it for me. I'm winning it for generation and generation. You watch some of the interviews of Banyana players. I still cry with them because I understood the pain. I've been talking about this pain and no one wants to really listen.
Well, they didn't believe you before.
They didn't believe me before. And now when I see these young players that are coming after me still experiencing really the things that we experience, I'm like, when are they going to listen? When are they going to see Gucci? I'm not bitter. When are they going to see Gucci? I'm not jealous. When are they going to see Gucci? I'm just trying to be a voice for these suppressions to change. You know, I've got nothing to benefit after Oral Prarop, after football.
But what is it that's making you so brave? What is it that has made you so brave? Because you didn't just wake up last week or last month or last year and be as outspoken and as brave as you've been all these years.
My hard work, Prarop. My poverty, Prarop. You know, I achieved, you know, the top goal scorer in Africa, in the whole continent, with no resources. I was staying in the shack when I won this poster of the year. I was staying in the shack. I didn't have the same childhood other people I grew up having. You know, I didn't have probably the enough support that I was supposed to get in like any other kid, you know, from my family. And it's not like my family didn't want to. They didn't have money, you know. So I felt good. See, I needed to stand, Prarop, because there was a group before me, you know, that stood up for me to get that platform. So I felt good. It will be selfish of me if I get to that group. I learn so much from the players, from my senior players, from the people that laid the foundation for me. I saw their struggles. I saw what the game did for them. Then I was like, I want to be like them. I want the next generation after me to experience this. I want people to forget us, which we existing. We also singing that national anthem with the pride. Mm. You know, I felt good. I need to be strong, Prarop. And I knew good, it's not going to be easy. Eh? It's not going to be easy, but I was loyal to myself.
You got to switch on to the YouTube channel because, as she says, she's got to be loyal to herself. She's brought the trophy with her. It was won a couple of days ago, Women Can Awards. And I'll just give you a brief in terms of what it said. It says that the Women Can Awards, eminent for celebrating the outstanding achievements of women across various sectors, recognize Portia Modise's exceptional efforts to elevate the profile of women's football and inspire the next generation of female athletes. Her award, presented in the category of The Voice, highlights her pivotal role in championing gender equality and driving positive change within the sports industry. Portia Modise is a trailblazer in South African football and has been instrumental in advocating for the rights and recognition of women athletes. And through her tireless work, she has not only broken barriers on the field, but also worked relentlessly off it to ensure that women's sports receives the attention and support it deserves. And in her acceptance speech, she made some wonderful, wonderful quotes from the heart. You know, I didn't say she went to the library to go and find, you know, Shakespearean quotes. She quoted even at times herself from previous conversations that she has had. So much more, including her recent hijacking.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.
The crazy thing is that we're chatting to a former Banyana player and record maker and record breaker. Here's an interesting voice note about the men's game that's coming up.
Good evening, Damarawa. Look, Bafana is playing on Friday, but I don't see any noise, you know, especially from a public broadcaster showing that people must buy tickets and, you know, psyching people up and making sure that they go and fill up the stadium. I don't see any of that, you know, but when it comes to the Springboks, there was a lot of noise, you know, in the build-up to the match on Saturday. You know, all over, there were a lot of adverts and newspaper articles. But with Bafana, after doing so well in the AFCON, there's nothing.
Yeah, the big question is, who do we blame? It's a legit question. Hey, it's a legit question. I can tell you, Springboks, they have, and I think international rugby, their calendar's out a long, long time in advance, right? So we would know that when everything begins, the Springboks will get to play at Loftus. From Loftus, they will move down to Durban. They'll play in Durban. They'll go then to Bloemfontein, where they play Portugal. From Bloemfontein, they go to Australia, where they'll play two matches in Australia, including pop in, you know, to check Drikus out and make sure that he wins. Then they fly back. They've got a week off, and then they come to Ellis Park. And then they'll play at Ellis Park, and then we know that right now they're in Cape Town, because Cape Town, they're going to be playing the All Blacks again. That calendar is known, and tickets are sold within minutes of the announcement being made. Sold out. I'm not talking about semi-sold out or people being sold dreams. No, sold out. So it's straightforward. Portia, you heard that voice note. He's lamenting and saying that there is no noise about Bafana Bafana and the game that's coming up on Friday. How do you answer that?
Yeah, but it's a painful one as a footballer. You know, the other day I was saying, Gary, it's so sad how people don't pay attention anymore to football. And football, when you look back, class of 1996,
sure,
when Mandela was released to be the first president, I think that was the only thing that will bring people together. Yes, Rabiu was there too, but football
was the one.
Yeah. But I think the investment of it changed. You know, the leadership, people lost passion. You know, then you see Rabi from youth development. There's youth development leagues. You know, there's juniors where they play competitive, you know, leagues. You know, then you come to us.
Then at schools.
At schools. Then you come
then
to.
Then there's Craven Week.
You know.
And there's Karika.
You know.
On the day
we can
count. Playing. On
we
the day they were playing.
Count, bro.
Makazole Mabimbi, who's a Springbok player, was playing for the Sharks. He was winning man of the match.
We can calculate. Can you calculate to us? When was the last time we celebrated under 23?
Yeah.
When was the last time we celebrated under 17? Where are they?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not talking Gabanyana. I'm not even sure where they under 17. I'm not sure. You know, so I'm saying if, you know, Prarop, it's like we pull it, it's your politique.
No, you talk
you know,
the
with,
truth.
Without footballers, real people who did well to the game, people who understand the game, people who suffered in the game, let me tell you, will understand how to lead the game. But people who did something else and come to the game just because they have those powers, that's why we fail. Because those people, they don't understand the game. You know, Baletu Bupos, Baropaski is to say that.
But if
you'll give footballers a chance, I always say, if you don't want us, there are other footballers who are quiet, who know better. If you don't want the ones who are talking too much, there are many of us achieved. You know, there are many of us who are willing to take those seats and say, we'll bring the change. But if we're not going to be given a chance after the game, where are we going to pass it on, you know, our experiences? How many players that we have who played overseas? We can calculate few. We don't have players now presenting us overseas. When we have players who are playing overseas, they are playing Ghost Kolong, our junior league. We want to see them playing go Barcelona. We want to see them playing go Chelsea, go Real Madrid, so they can come back home and put value. Why are the African players, they can do that? Why Tina, with all the resources, and Tina, we're saying we're better here in Africa. We are the semi-Europe. So with all these resources, why Tina, we can't produce? Because our players, they were not built like that.
But they're afraid of you. I've heard in the corridors of administration that Portia talks too much. She's a loudmouth. What can she do? All she can do is talk. But all you've done is highlight the wrongs that are being done. And through life, football might not be giving you awards, but it's other people who observe your workings that give you awards like the one that we're celebrating today. So how can they label you, the person who put us on the map, the person who, again, I remind South Africans that in 2005, you were nominated, hey, FIFA Player of the Year. They put you there. 2006, you're the player of the tournament in the AWC. So how can they label you as somebody who only knows how to talk when they haven't given you an opportunity?
You know, Prarop, I was even saying that, Gary, you know, I'm not trying to disrespect. It's so unfortunate, Luguti, the way I sacrifice for this game, I sacrifice for my country. I can't lie to myself. I was good to this game to lie to myself. to just take things in jail lightly. No, I don't want to take things lightly because I didn't take this game lightly. And no one could bribe me because this game, I didn't bribe this game to achieve whatever that I've achieved. I worked so hard. So probably that is why I'm not an easy person to work with, because I'm not going to allow you to do wrong. That's the thing. You know, I would love to be a leader for athletes that they'll be happy. Athletes that they'll understand, which I understand the feeling that they have when they're inside. So I can be able now, I could come back and say, you're not delivering. So they could understand why I'm saying, guys, you're not delivering. Because I was an athlete. I understand what I'm talking about. But right now, people, they'll say I talk too much. But no one wants to say, Posh, let's sit down. What is it that you have in mind? Instead, they're just talking and talking. But you know what I like, Bra Rob, in all this? Sometimes I speak, they pretend that they don't care what I say. Then I see things change. I'm like, I clap hands on my corners. I'm like, they will never give me credit, but I see things change.
That was your suggestion.
That was my suggestion. Yeah. You know, when Hollywood Bed came, I remember I was Kokosaf. I met this guy, Wade. You know, for the first time, because Hollywood Bed is sponsors Abu Brian Baloyi, Abu Jerus Kosan, all that. Then I got the opportunity to sit with these guys. I'm like, you know, someone needs to compromise themselves to uplift women's football. You know, they betrayed me, even Hollywood Bed. When they started to go negotiate, I started to see when they were announcing, I'm like, how, Wade? I was the one giving the idea. Now you're doing things without me. Now I understood. Good. Of course, they're not going to go to that house and say, the idea was Negaga Posh. But let me tell you, I don't want any recognition. That is why I get this trophy. Behind my scenes, I'm pressing the buttons. And for me, that is satisfying.
Sure. That is a mouthful, man. That really is a mouthful, because you were talking about lack of leadership. I go back in time. I don't know how much you remember of a gentleman called, he's now late, Solomon Sticks Morawa.
Yes.
So you talked about 1996. He was the president of SAFA at the time, right? There were big tournaments that were being held under the auspices of SAFA. Others were named the Simba Four Nations tournaments. We would get big names from the continent, and otherwise Abo Ghana would come here and play against South Africa so that we could sharpen ourselves for, you know, World Cup and AFCONs and so on. And I wasn't surprised when I saw. So this gentleman was very close to Bra Sticks Morawa. They called him Kop, Dr. Kop Mutseke. So he then opened up a whole number of clinics. Soweto, and then it started spreading all over the place.
Yes.
And you've now partnered with clinics.
Yes.
You've partnered because of the fight regarding substance abuse.
Yes, bro.
So if Portia is open about talking about football, what can you say? Firstly, and congratulations, those are brilliant people to work with.
Yes.
For many reasons.
Yes.
But let me cut to the chase, because I don't want to waste too much time here.
Yeah.
Clinics is renowned. It is respected.
Yes.
What role are you playing in that organization?
My role that I'm playing on Abrarov is to be the face and also is to be the voice. You need to remember, I grew up in the Kasi where I see a lot of kids, you know, now today they are using. I saw a lot of soccer players, you know, trying to better their game, but not knowing how to read the containers of of the substances. We just take it in and it's if I can drink this thing, I know I will be fast. Yeah. Then not understanding the after effects of this thing, which the day they test you, this thing, it will make you nutty. You use the wrong things, then it will destroy your game. So also we saw other people when they started to get paid, the athletes, they are fun, it's beyond their career. They start to use because they have bad friends.
Yeah.
So I felt good. I need to be involved because these are the fights that I'm trying to fight with my foundation, Kokasi. I try to help a lot of kids not stop using. You know, it's not easy, but because we also need to involve parents. We also need to make sure the parents, they need to understand good. These kids, they're not using just because they wanted to. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's challenges that they experience. Probably I'll look back how I grew up and it's, how I grew up, if I was not strong, brarop, probably now I'm having a gang, I used to hang around with guys with the poverty that I have, and they're quick to think I'm a solution. But you find the generation here today, they are not strong like us. The generation here today, they feel in cycles of things, they feel like country, they don't want to work, they want a shortcut, they finish school, then after finishing school, they sit at home, they start to bring a makula box, they start to smoke, they want to do what they've been seeing as cocas being frustrated doing, thinking it's cool. That's how people, they're venting out their frustrations. So this is me trying to help the young generation. I'm saying, let's stop, guys. Let me give you the information. Where can you go and get help? It's not too late. It doesn't say your background could make you the person that you are. You can take your background and make it positive and say, I don't want to be this. You know, I can grow up being better. I grew up in the Sheikh Brarop. When I look at all the people I grew up with, I was like, I'm going to be better than this. Out of the resources, I'm going to be the example in my family. So now me, I'm trying to be part of this and try to bring wisdom in the communities and to these young people to say, I go to Ms. Pumetivias Nanda Banabo, we care. And we're sharing the same things that they think it's in our Obas Pume TV we never experience. That's when you're wrong. And you could different thing now. It shows me on TV. But if I can show you my experiences, you might think, I don't have to give up. I can fight now these battles. Yeah.
Sure. And you passed it out so well, though, because, again, I can feel the deep sense of hurt in terms of them and them not realizing their worth. And you having run the race and saying, but listen, insang or the drugs that you're going to be taking, those aren't going to be the solutions to your life. Those aren't going to be solutions to what you need to achieve. And I mean, I talk about clinics. I also openly talk about something that you've been a part of, which is the Alliance Global Corporate and Speciality Africa. Were you scouting, you know, for talent for the Alliance Explorer Camps Football Edition?
Yes.
And I'm saying to myself, Abo Alliance Global. That's global coming to South Africa. Whereas you've been in South Africa all the time.
Yes.
But nobody in South Africa is saying, Portia, let us give you this to work with us. That for me is just the irony of how people outside of the borders and the boundaries and whatever of this country are able to recognize you more and give you the latitude to do what you do.
I think, Prabhupada, I always say, when something is meant for you, it will work for you. Will work with you.
Yeah.
I always say I know Gucci. People they will say, Posh, why you don't coach women's teams, Gary? They will never hire me because they just ticking the box. So to hire me, it's a problem, because I'll never allow you to play with my experience and with my dignity. Just because mina mele but akfan Posh, you are coach akfan angfuni akfan I work akfan we gave us something angfun dog ngifuna ngiphe the opportunity ngoba you understand ukuthi we're going to change this game, we're going to put respect in this game, we're going to really respect these girls. They're going to feel like athlete. They're going to learn how to be professional and respect the game. Also, Nabo, invest into the game. I'm going to teach that. And you're going to help me to make these girls understand it's time for them, Nabo, to take this game as work. Then when they go home, they don't have to eat everything. They need to also invest in their bodies. But now, if I'm going to go there with no budget, with 20,000 the whole year, Barop, they need to get paid. They need to eat. They need to be able to take care of their nutrition. With what, Barop? That was my diet. Because I couldn't do a special diet because I didn't have money. So with these girls, we really need to make sure they understand. Also, the leaders understand. If you want to hire me, the top goal scorer in Africa, I'm not going to make your life easy just because I want Portia to people write about me. That is why I didn't go.
And you earned it.
Yes.
Yes, because exactly the title you've mentioned now is not a title that somebody threw up in the air. You've earned it. That record will always stay. It will always stick. Now, very quickly, because I've got to go for a break.
Yeah.
You know a team called Chipper United?
Yes.
Do they have a women's team now?
No. I remember I was in Eastern Cape and we spoke with the chairman, Opera Chipa, and he was like, after the election, they want us to start something. Yana is going to contact us. We're still waiting.
Yep.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.
Hey Rob, umkhumbi kakhumalo lo. Mangibingelele uPosha Mdise, our master. In trying to describe uPosha Mdise in football in South Africa, I don't think I can do justice in doing that. She was the master. She remains a master. She's the doyen. Posha, we lento engicabanga ukuthi South Africa is missing right now. Whether sikhuluma ngeBafana Bafana or sikhuluma even PSL football, uyikho konke in South Africa. Isibongo sakwaMdise usiphakamisile. We had David Mdise, we had Abotiko, and you held iflag lakwaMdise in your own way very, 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 very high. Ngifisa nje ukusondeza amazwi okubonga kwena. I never thought that you wouldn't be involved in superstructures at this point in time in South Africa. Looking at your record as a striker of Banyana Banyana, for me, it does make no sense that you're not playing active role ku Banyana Banyana. But having said that, I don't think there's anyone that will ever get to your record, Posha. You were ube into yonke kuthina. You made us laugh. And maybe if you don't know, Posha, do you know ukuthi kunabafana that call themselves uPosha Mdise that are playing football, that are playing number 9, wearing jersey number 12, where I come from?
In the sports industry, Posha Mdise is a...
Mkhumbi Khumalo. I'll get a response from her in a second.
Good evening, Rob. Rob, you're talking to a legend of legends. Rob, no one has ever achieved what Posha Mdise has achieved as a footballer in South Africa. And it's rather sad that, Rob, we don't celebrate her enough. There are people who have never even achieved 30% of what she has achieved, but they are getting the support. But also, Rob, for me, Rob, I admire her bravery, her leadership, Rob, because she's able to have those tough conversations and speak openly about issues that are affecting footballers. And I just want to find out from you, Posha, how did you feel when you saw Banyana playing at Tsakane Stadium as a farewell game for them going to the World Cup, knowing that you guys have fought so many battles, but women's football is not being given the necessary recognition that it deserves? And just want to wish you all the best, legend, and may you continue being the voice for the voiceless. Debohoye.
Good evening, Mr. Rob. It's Fulu Felang here, and good evening to the MSW Shoulders, and good evening to Posha Mdise. Ah, what a sniper back in the days, man. I mean, you look at the goals. The only African footballer to have scored 100 goals in her international career, representing a country for a number of games, scoring those number of goals. For the fact that there is no footballer till this very day to match that feat, and worse, it is done by a woman. That says a lot. And congratulations to such an immaculate feat, and congratulations to her recent award. My simple question is this. What do you think needs to be done in terms of promoting, let me say, schools girls football? Because yes, the game is growing exponentially to such a point where a lot of people are now showing interest. We're seeing the growth of Hollywood-based Super League. We are seeing another team from South Africa included in the CAF Women's Champions League. So I'm looking at it from a development perspective, from schools football, something that this country has been struggling with for such a long time. What do you think needs to be done to promote girls football in schools? That's what I want to find out from you. A legend. Great show as always. Thanks.
Hulufalang, thank you very much indeed. Very quickly, Porsche, let's go through those. Hulufalang just saying, what changes would you bring into the women's game at schools?
I think, Papa, the only thing that I will do is to bring school leagues,
yes,
school youth leagues, because they need to be active. And in these 9 provinces, you know, we can do interprovincial after the school. Then these provinces, they can meet the best schools there. Mm-hmm. Then we can have scouts there, you know, where we can find the talent. We grew up like that. Why we change the structure? Because the structure was proper. That's where they found us, team. So if we can go back to that structure, I think it will be better. And also to improve also the Hollywood bed. I think as much as I always say, people, they'll say Hollywood bed is getting better because they're starting to following women's football now. It's been 30 years standing in one place.
Yeah.
People, they think women's football is moving. It's only when you follow women's football now. I'll say say if abantu abadala in the PSL, you know, they could really force, Ubaba Motsepe could really force these teams now to have these ladies' teams. Mm. We can share their structures. We can share whatever that they have because we don't have nothing as women. We can build in their cultures. If Kaizer Chiefs in Habane, if they can have a team Amantomozana Pirates, we can use their resources. Our game could grow. Then we can have two official matches. Give us a slot. Give us a slot for 2 years or for 1 year. Then we have two official match games. If the tickets, they were 80 rand, make them 110. We take the 30. You still take the 80. Then women's football could regenerate and grow. You know, but if we still going to be outside the men's game, I don't think we're going to have power to grow.
Because I mentioned earlier that you went to Arsenal.
Yes.
So we know Arsenal as the men's team are still, but Arsenal have got a strong team, which is the women's team. Chelsea have got a very strong team. Liverpool have got a very strong, you know, and so it goes. So for every 16 teams that we have in the Premiership, there should be 16 female teams.
Yes.
You know, you shouldn't just be saying, oh, it's a TS Galaxy.
No.
Oh, it's Sundowns. And then you start to run out of energy because, you know, there is no other teams.
And also having those teams, but put an effort to see those players growing and to see these players getting offers overseas. Don't have those teams again to tick the box. That is wrong, guys. That is wrong.
Mkhumbi Khumalo called you a master. He was the first voice note that we had. Mkhumbi, thank you very much indeed. Deboko was saying, I thought it's an important question. Mm. We all saw the visuals just prior to the World Cup. So the ladies, there was all this debate about bonuses, there was meetings, there was press conferences in the late hours, almost midnight. And then there was this, I don't know whether you can call it a supposed game there in Tsakane or whatever was happening. What did you make of that whole situation?
That moment for me, Prarop, it took me back while I was still playing Kobanyana, you know, trying to fight all this battle, thinking, you know, the only time they can listen to us is we just have to qualify for the World Cup. We just have to win the AFCON. Probably our country will start to listen to us as women and take us serious and get paid so we could make a living out of this game. You know, when I saw my fellow teammates still struggling, still fighting, after all this achievement, I cried. But if I was there, this is the experience. After all these years fighting, I was still going to feel like this. Than me getting the reward and treated better. Why am I going to Ellis Park? Why am I going to FNP? Because I'm going to the World Cup. It shows, Gucci. I was even mad with the leadership of the women that are there. People who played the game, who can't say, enough, it's enough. We won this. It's about time that we get the proper recognition. Instead, they were booing these girls as in like they were doing the wrong thing. The same women. You see, that is why I always fight. One thing will piss me off, seeing other women suppressing other women. Because those women, they played the game. They needed to change that. If we were not supposed to play at all, if we didn't have to see a coach on the bench, because that was not the team that he announced that was going to play there. You announce the team. They give you the platform to say, the function to say, go announce your team. That when you think it's going to stand for us in the World Cup, you announce, you give them the players that you think when they could wear the national jersey and sing the national anthem with the pride for us. Then later, we see young people, Bastelela, with our pride. These are our young sisters. They were supposed not to take that and say, no, we have our sisters that qualify. We can't disrespect ourselves because one day we'll be wearing the jersey and we'll be expecting these our legends to come and stand for us. So, but no, because everyone doesn't care about women's. Everyone doesn't care about the legacy of women's. So that is why you see what you saw that day. It was hurting. But if it was us being there, I will tell you today, there was no coach who was going to sit on that bench. There were no young players who were going to go to that field and play that game because they didn't end that game.
You would have blocked the entrances?
I tell you, Brarop.
Yeah.
They like a good retired element. There was no player who was going to play in my presence.
You know what they were crying about? They were crying about the live television, saying that the cameras are here. They've been rigged. Hey. It's going to be a disgrace. Please, guys, do something. Not remembering that in that field in Tsakane, that they've not maintained Now, one of these World Cup bound players, what if they get an injury and then they twist an ankle, then their World Cup dream is shattered? Who would have been responsible for that?
Prarop, this is why I'm saying I was mad to the leadership of the women, that they were there supposed to protect this woman and take the pride, Prarop. Because if me now as a woman achieved all that we achieved, I was going to be selfish with it. Yeah. I was going to fight because I knew how long it took us to get these trophies that we got today. It's a generation and the generation and the struggles and the struggles and the struggles. But I always say, you know, sometimes if a male white defender, a problem, Danu Ronaldo. Sometimes you need a Wantaba Shama Goldman to stand up for you.
I have all of
you. Not to Rapahlela.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Let's go to Soweto. We've got to talk to Adelaide. Doc, thank you so much, man. I've got to thank you for your patience. I can tell that. Or you can tell just how intense things are here, and understandably so. You know Portia. I believe you grew up with Portia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Prahop. Thank you. Pash.
Doc.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, go ahead, Doc.
Yes, Posh, I mean, I was personal, and I think for me, to you, Oguti, you deserve all the flowers that you are getting that's coming your way. I know the passion that you have for Ebola as a whole, not only ladies' team, Nasekasi, the way we talk and engage in terms of football and Okulisin Tuana Zasekasi. I remember when I invited you to come and coach a team, Army. The passion that you had, even though some players didn't believe in you, but then, Mina, knowing you and the person that you are, I think Uti Vele, when I deserve everything that's coming your way. And the passion that you have, please, Ntana Afrika, and tell I'll push it now until you're going to turn your show on.
Sibonge, Pratok.
Thanks so much, Doc, man. Wow. Lawrence in Protea Glen, good evening.
Good evening, Rob. Good evening to Portia there. I just have one question for Portia. In terms of funding that she's going to get as she's going to work with clinics, I just want to find out how is she going to sustain that going forward, because we want to see her prospering. We want to see her going forward and producing players that needs to play overseas or that are playing overseas. And
which field of work are you in, Lawrence, if I may ask?
Sorry?
Which field of work are you in?
I am in security.
You in security, owning security, or part of?
Of.
Part of?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'll have an off-air conversation with you, Lawrence. There was a reason why I was directing it in that particular way. Are there any expectations from clinics in terms of deliverables from your side, besides what we've spoken about?
I'm doing coaching clinics with my foundation. I'm trying to get so much talent from in the young development space from women. And I'm using also my legend. You need to remember, I played with so much people that know the game and people they don't even know about them.
Yeah.
People who raised me, people who passed it on the talent, you know. So I'm trying also to not lose that talent from the legend. So with my foundation, what we do, we try to create, to get funds and try to make ama coaching clinics and give also our legend an opportunity to pass it back. But it's something that we need to be able to maintain it every 2 months, every month. But now, just because of the funding on Aparop, we can't really, you know, break through to the talent that we want, because these players, they're coming from different places. We need to be able, if we invite them to provide transportation, we need to be able to provide food, because they'll be coming from Orange Farm, Gupi Gupi. There is talent, but we need just funding. With my foundation, I think we can really grow women's football, because I was even saying, if I had money, you know, besides the Hollywood Bet League, where are the cup games? That breakthrough, you know, for women. I need cup games. If I will be given an opportunity, I will introduce cup games to say, can we have that break in between not only these girls concentrating in Go League? Why PSL could have 4 or 5 cups between the league? While you know, we're playing the league throughout, there's no any other motivations. So those are the things that we want to achieve. Those are the things I want to see. But also, for me, Mfundo Kobal Semans, I want to be in the development space. I want to go enter those schools. I want to create a school league. Posha Mundisa school leagues. I want to do that, but I need funding, Barob.
Okay. And I do believe that there are a lot of people that are listening to this show who, one way or the other, and I've been watching and listening and seeing the comments on the YouTube channel, I think a lot of people that have not heard you speak before are fascinated by it. I say, guys, don't just be fascinated. Do something. Your fascination should be about putting your money where your minds are, not even your mouth, where your mind is at. Whatever you're thinking right now and you've got the means to do it, do it. Don't hesitate. You know, football leadership has hesitated for so many years around this lady here, and it's brought us nowhere. She's got the vision, you know. She might be crazy as hell, but the craze is what we need. Maybe that's what we need in football. Somebody with a dedicated level of craziness. International debut at the age of 16, 51 goals for Soweto Ladies. Goes on trial to Arsenal in 2003. FIFA Player of the Year nominee in 2005. Joining Fortuna Horing in Denmark in 2007. Leaves the national team till 2012. Joins Palace Super Falcons. Leads South Africa at the London Olympics in 2012. Scores the 100th international goal in 2014. Retires at the age of 31. Is in our studios at the age of 41 and is still winning awards. Posha Modisa, thank you very much indeed, ma'am.
Ngiyabonga Prorop, and ngithanda ukubonga nabalaleli bakho.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.